For many foreigners, part of the attraction of China is its mysterious and ancient splendor. But what attracts Chinese people? It was something that Paloma Sanchez, a certified GIA gemologist from Spain, had to learn through first-hand experience.
When I first opened with all these real different designs and very, even for Europe, or very avant-garde even for Europe, everybody was like, are you crazy? You're not going to sell anything here. Chinese people do not like that. They're super conservative. You're not going to survive, you know. But the second month, the third month, I was already saving money, you know, not only living out of this little shop, but making more saving money.
Passionate about gemstones, she opened her first jewelry shop in Beijing in 2008. What happened next was above and beyond her expectations. Chinese jewelry shoppers adapted and began favoring what she had to offer. Apart from the designs, they were also attracted to her way of working. Sanchez sources, designs, and sells all her work exclusively in her store. In 2015, she created a new collection that took her to the next level of craftsmanship in China. The collection explored a fusion of elements, a combination of modern designs but using Chinese craftsmanship from the Qing Dynasty. Her brand is known not just in China, but all over the world, like London, Paris, Montreal, and Dubai.
Then with Tian Sui is a very, very old technique from the Qing Dynasty. It's with very little small kingfisher bird, you know. Its feathers is with electric blue. And there were like this only antique pieces, as I said, 300 years old. So I was using these pieces combined with my modern designs. And I think this also has not only helped me understand Chinese culture, but also being accepted by Chinese.
Paloma Sanchez not only fills Chinese culture elements into her work, but also have woven them into her business practices too. As a gemologist, she traveled across China searching for the best quality gemstones, sapphire, opals, and everything she needed. She spoke to consumers and Chinese mine owners to keep on top of industry tastes and trends. 2016 has been a relatively slow year for China's gem and jewelry sector, with consumers and designers both going through a period of adjustment. Shi Hongyue, deputy of the Gem and Jewelry Trade Association of China, says like the economy as a whole, the industry is finding a new normal, turning its back on excessive growth and focusing on better quality and design, creativity, and cultural significance.
Gem and jewelry is actually a part of cultural economy. Culture is very important. Without culture, gems are nothing but cold stones. Jewelry designs should be a project. We should inspire and invigorate the designers in this industry.
And maybe that's behind the success of Paloma Sanchez in China. Early on, she embraced this new normal in jewelry sector, uniting beautiful gemstones with vanguard designs, infused with cultural meanings. For CRI, I'm Ray.